If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell. Alongside, as always, Mike Piff, and joining us live in studio, executive chef Carlos De Leon for Roanoke Hospitality. We've got a new restaurant in the loop, and just by the looks of it, from photos, pictures of the food, it looks fantastic. Chef, tell us about the new restaurant and what people should know.
Yes, my name is Carlos De Leon. I am the executive chef of Grill 21, which is a modern American grill on the 21st floor of the LaSalle Chicago Hotel, which is a boutique hotel of a Marriott. We're located on the 21st floor. We just launched a new menu with the goal of bringing unmatched top-tier dining experience down to the Loop in the heart of financial district. We're definitely a hidden gem. We're an American grill.
And breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Correct. Yes, thank you.
Which is great for that area because you got people coming into work every day. I know the Loop has changed quite a bit. The financial district has changed quite a bit. What have you seen from the crowd in that area?
They're there at 6 a.m. ready for breakfast.
Yeah, ready to go? Yeah,
ready to go.
They're go-getters, unlike us radio people. Yeah,
they're financial gurus. So they're there early. Yeah, they come in early. Lunch is always steady. A lot of businessmen come there for business lunch and their little hidden cocktails they like to have, right?
a three martini lunch.
Yeah, it's like Mad Men, basically.
It looks like a spot that you would have a three martini lunch for sure.
I don't know nothing about that.
You don't
know
anything about that, Chef. Let's talk about the food. It is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's start with breakfast. I love that you guys do breakfast as well. What are some of the highlights? I mean, obviously you have the classics on the menu, but what should people be looking for when they go for a breakfast?
The classic for me is the croque madame we have on there.
Nice.
So sourdough bread, lathered in butter. You have a Newski's ham, Swiss cheese Gruyere, little bechamel sauce on top, nice. And it's double-decker stacked and definitely put you to sleep or cure your hangover.
I love that. And then for dinner, obviously this is your typical steakhouse menu, correct? What other highlights would you...
Yeah, we have steaks on there, but we consider it just American modern grill. So we have fish, we have pastas, crab cakes, you know, French onion soup, lobster bisque. Tomahawk for two on there. We do Oyster Rockefeller. So a lot of steakhouse items, but also a mix of grill items too as well. So
I love that.
And desserts look really good. I was looking at that olive oil cake.
Olive oil cake is really good, really good. We also do chocolate cake with gold dust on there. It's like three-tier chocolate cake, which is very rich. So yeah, desserts are good.
Saw gelato, sorbet.
Yep, we have all that stuff. So something for everyone, I like to say.
And yeah. The interior is very cool. I mean, Mike joked about the Mad Men. It's got just kind of a upscale look to it,
very
swanky. But it's fun. It's swanky at the same time. Cool bar, just a cool vibe in there.
Correct. And the menu, like I said, Chef Rick Tremano, he's our VP of culinary, so he's definitely helped me with the menu. We collaborate on a lot of things. You know, he's been in Chicago for 30 plus years. He's definitely a Chicago legend here in Chicago. So definitely helps out to have
some help.
What
was that process like when you guys are collaborating? Like when you're coming up with, like putting a menu together, what's that like?
This is not going to work, Carl. Let's do this. No. He takes my thoughts in. I take his thoughts in, and we taste it. We try it, and then we let other people taste and get their opinion. But then we just go back to what we do.
We have a lot of chefs come in. What's it like in the kitchen? Like, when are you guys getting in the kitchen and just cooking up stuff and trying new things? Are you getting in early? I'm sure that's a very fun process, right?
It is fun. It is fun to get there. You know, usually I'll get there at 6 a.m. I'll get my coffee, see what's going on. And then I'll help the line cook get set up, you know, until the next person gets in, maybe help her make some eggs, some omelets. But we're doing R&D. I just like to cook and just no recipes.
Yeah.
You know, recipes are made to be broken. They're just a guideline. you know, I like to, here's a recipe, go and make it my own. So I had some friends come in over the weekend. I sliced up a steak for them for breakfast, threw some jarinara on there, threw some tomatoes on there.
I want to be your friend. Come on
down. Come on down. So yeah, so just simple things. You're just trying it out. Like, how did it taste? Or what did I need to do? So it's just trial and error. So
I love that you brought up jardinera with the steak. It seems because, and Mike and I have talked about this quite a bit, jardinera we love in Chicago. And it, for the most part, was predominantly on your Italian beef, obviously. Pizza, now it is featured quite a bit. But it seems like chefs are trying to incorporate it more and more. I've seen with fried calamari, some restaurants drizzle it on there.
It's like the Frank's sauce. You put that on everything.
Yeah, right. Well, it's becoming that when it really, I mean, I just always, growing up, would just put it on my Italian beef, maybe an Italian sandwich. It's so delicious that we're finding new ways to incorporate it into dishes or snacks or menus.
It's definitely a Chicago thing. You know, if you go to the West Coast, East Coast, they don't know what jardinera
is. It's ours.
Yeah, it's ours. It's funny. I got a Christmas shirt that says jardinera as a sweatshirt. Jardinera from Portillo's. Off subject, but.
No, it's funny. To that point, I did the Chicago pizza tour during the summer, and a lot of tourists are part of that. And we went to Flo and Santos, and this is where they were getting introduced to jardinera. And I swear three of them bought giant jugs to bring home or ship them out and stuff like
that. They have their Italian beef pizza there.
Exactly. It's delicious. That's how it worked. Yeah. So it didn't mean to you know, go away from what you're doing at Grilled 21. But you got Valentine's Day coming up.
Correct.
Anything special going on for
weekend? We have a menu, a la carte menu. We have some beignets going on for dessert. We have firecracker shrimp, grilled shrimp over a sweet and sour sauce. Mm-hmm. And then we do a steak del mar. So it's a Manhattan steak, 7 ounces, sliced, lump crab meat, 3 grilled shrimp, and some veg on the side.
Nice.
And the Bernays is the topper, so that's called Del Mar, Steak Del Mar.
I love that.
So a little bit for everything.
I love that. What's your history? How did it start for you in the kitchen?
I started I grew up in the southeast side of Chicago, so in high school it was either home ec or sewing. Don't want to sew, so yeah. I'll do culinary. I did that, and then I found out I can get out early if I get a job. So I started working, get out early. And then I fell in love with it. You know, I played football, and that things didn't work out, obviously. So I moved out to California. I started working out there for a little while. I came back home, went to Le Cordon Bleu for culinary school, and then just started working my way up through the ranks. Worked at House of Blues, Levy Restaurants for a while. Chef Hogan was one of my chefs, one of my mentors. Rick Tremonto, Chef Tony Montuano. So a lot of chefs I worked for.
Some big dogs in Chicago.
Some guidance and direction, which was very very helped my career go a long way. So it's still growing.
What's
so.
A career like in the kitchen? Stressful, fun, a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything. Your ups and downs. You know, it's long hours. You miss birthdays. You miss holidays. Maybe get some bad habits along the way, but, you know, you kick those. But it's fun. It's definitely a passion. It's not for everyone. You know, people want to be your Emeril Lagasse and all that stuff. It's not what it is on TV.
Right.
You know, so a lot of chefs know that, you know, the real ones are out there.
What do you make of the celebrity chefs? Some of them are, you're fans of some, I'm sure.
Yeah, some of them, I'm fans of some of them.
You know most of the celebrity chefs nowadays are like at-home cooks who become famous on Instagram. Do those guys drive you nuts? Because they're not actually chefs?
Yeah, they're not doing the work.
Right.
Turn on the TV, have someone to film me and go.
It's all editing. Them. Some guy just like grills a steak and it's like, oh, he got like 50,000 likes on this. Because he knew how to edit and share on social media, which is fine.
Yeah.
But for someone who's a professional,
He's cutting corners.
He's not grinding in the kitchen.
14-hour days, kids wake you up at 5 a.m. Right.
Do you ever like scroll through Instagram for inspiration or anything like that?
There's a lot of chefs down there. I follow a lot of restaurants. I follow, and you get inspirations. Everything. Again, we're not trying to rebuild the wheel. Yeah. Everyone is taking stuff and making their own, which is fine. But yeah, definitely get new ideas from other restaurants, in Chicago and other areas.
It's funny because Kevin will ask some chefs and people we've worked with about the like group chats they have. They're kind of sending each other. Do you have one of those too where you're like, hey, how does this look? Or how does
it's more or less talking trash to each other. I have a few chefs at the Trump and Langham, and we always text each other just dumb stuff. But sometimes it's food related or a restaurant we tried. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of my friends are in the industry, so they'll text, we went here, we checked that place out, So it is a good group that we have to see what's going on. And it's also for jobs. People looking for jobs, we help each other out. So definitely a good chat we have.
When you and the family want to do a night out, where are you guys going? What are some of your guys' favorites?
I'm very into consistency, so usually we go to Gibson's.
Yeah.
You know, Gibson's, Rosemont, we live that way, so go out there, a couple martinis, the kids get their little 6-ounce filet medium, And then, you know, we just eat and drink and relax. I mean, that's my typical day off. I would love to enjoy every day.
It is, not to plug other restaurants here, but it is amazing that the Gibson's Empire, and you know what you're getting when you go to Gibson's.
Correct.
You know,
and so that's what we were trying to achieve to be. So at Grill 21 in Roanoke Hospitality.
Yeah. So you mentioned off air that you oversee some of the other restaurants too. What are some of those restaurants?
So the other restaurants we have is La Bella. It's our Italian concept. We have Roanoke, which is American Fair Grill. And then we have Bando, which is a French concept. And then we are doing some more projects in the works. So more to come from Roanoke Hospitality.
Nice.
I love it. Chef, thanks for stopping by. Go check it out if you haven't. I can't wait to swing by. Grill on 21, 208 South LaSalle Street in the Loop. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Go check them out. Chef, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
For Mike Piff, for Chef Carlos, I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.